Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web, so why not advertise your product or service right here on Cal Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.
Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment. I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer. Which hat did you wear there?
And keep moving.
Was it creased?
Keep moving. You're getting me in trouble
okay,
now.
Okay, let's have some poetry.
Okay.
Yvonne Hollenbeck is riding along with us. This is a great poem, That Old Felt Hat.
There's a hat rack made of antlers that he'd found out on the range. It's on the back porch wall there by the door. And on it hangs an old felt hat. He hung it there one day, and he never got to wear it anymore. She never took it down, although some people thought she should, but she says it's more than just a weathered hat. It holds so many memories of happy days gone by, so she leaves it hanging right there where it's at. She recalls when she first saw him, he sure did catch her eye, and she hoped that he would ask her to the dance. Weeks later, he confessed that he really wanted to, but he didn't think a cowpoke had a chance. She remembers when he bought that hat and took it from the box and how it fits so perfect on his head. And the first time that he wore it was the day she won't forget, because that was on the day that they were wed. He wore it just for good for probably 20 years till his everyday one finally met its end. From that day on, the two of them were never far apart. That hat to him was just like an old friend. She looks at it and thinks about the man she always loved. The two of them made such a happy pair. They weathered storms together and had many good times, too. And now you know just why she leaves it there. She knows it won't be long till she will join him at the throne. And she hopes when she's on heaven's welcome mat, he'll be waiting just inside, grinning ear from ear, and she'll see him once again in that old hat.
Oh, man, that's a great poem.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that old felt hat.
Yeah.
Yep, that's right. I inherited our dad's felt hat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And I told you what happened to it.
You probably did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was back when I was working down for the Lumens.
Take your hat off.
Yeah, and yeah. Some mean, mad Mama Moose cow come crashing out of the willows.
Dear.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Dear.
And Buck decided he was going to jump into the Green River rather than fight the moose.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so he, kersploosh, and Dad's hat floated down the Green River, and I couldn't get it back.
So some Utahns got Dad's hat.
Yeah, could be. Some fisherman.
Oh, dear.
Man, I know.
Oh, dear.
Well, I swear Buck and I had to float about a quarter of a mile before we hit a sandbar.
Until you could get
because
out.
Because it was a big cut deck that we fell off.
Of course.
Yeah. And it was about a quarter mile, and I just grabbed a hold of the saddle horn and let him swim.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Don't get in his way.
Yeah. And then finally I heard his shoes start to clack on rocks, and I thought, okay, we got a sandbar coming. We're going to be able to walk out of this. And we did.
Well, you know, I get it. People that want to wear that stuff, I get it, because I dress up too.
Oh, man.
You know,
well, when we go to town, what do we do?
We put our hat on.
We put on a clean hat and a clean shirt, usually.
Yeah.
Unless we're going to the parts store and we're headed back to the hayfield.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
But there's a lot of cover that comes with a cowboy hat.
You know, there's a reason for the design.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. And there's a reason that it was made out of beaver.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Because it shed water.
It will shed water right down your neck.
Yeah, just a little bit of information for you. You were talking about the price of a good felt hat, right? The more X's, the more beaver it
is.
And the beaver is what sheds the water.
Exactly.
Cheaper felt hats are made out of wool.
Felt.
Or rabbit hair.
Rabbit.
Not necessarily water repellent.
No.
Okay?
No.
And they will leak.
Yeah. I remember Dick had black streaks coming down his forehead for a long time.
Yeah, I had an old cheap felt hat, and man, that thing when it rained, it just got heavier and heavier,
just soaked down
over the top of my ears, and And finally, I just said, "Oh, to heck with this," and got rid of that hat. Okay,
yeah.
So that's why we're so touchy about anybody touching our hats.
Exactly, yeah. Just don't even look at it.
You know, my kids and I had a discussion not too long ago. Abby said, "All right, Dad, what's your definition of a cowboy?"
Oh, okay.
It's like, oh, crap.
Here we go.
Here we are.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like you have said, I wouldn't make a pimple on a real cowboy's
hide end.
I
wouldn't, you know? No.
So I told her, I said, well, I don't consider myself a cowboy standing next to certain people that I know are cowboys.
They are cowboys.
Yes. They are hands.
Yes.
And she says, well, are they ranchers? And I said, well, some of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not all ranchers are cowboys.
No, okay? They're not.
Not all cowboys are ranchers.
No, they are not.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So anyway, this huge philosophical discussion, and we never came to a conclusion.
Well, probably not. And so the discussion is ongoing.
Yeah.
Until I die.
Oh, absolutely. Right. Yeah.
And I have my thoughts and feelings on what a true cowboy is.
Well, and we all do.
Yeah.
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 And we all know who is more hat than not, right?
And I consider myself all hat.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, we talk a big story here.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
We're all hat, no horse. Simply because there are so many hands out there.
Good
that are
cowboys.
Just, dang, my gosh.
Oh,
they have a way with the horse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have a way working the cows.
Cattle,
As a general rule, okay, I'm probably going to step in it here, I'm just going to go ahead and do it anyway.
Go right ahead.
As a general rule, more gimmicks and gadgets you have on your horse's head, you're probably more hat than you are horse, okay? If you don't have your horse broke in the face, broke in the mouth, broke in the head, and you're using all these newfangled gadgets and whatnots to control your horse.
That's right.
You need to go back to your horsemanship.
Look up Dale Brisby.
You ain't no puncher.
You
ain't no puncher. We got to end our show.
What?
Yeah, Cora Rosewood is riding along with us. Yep. Pull my hat down.
I keep thinking that the next day will be better as I slowly fall asleep despite the tears. The Lord and I have done a lot of talking, but that doesn't mean that I am without fear. I've gotten really good at saying that I'm really doing fine. Only my horse and Jesus know that really is a lie. I try to picture life without you, but that image causes too much pain. So I
just pull my head down tighter, fake a smile, and ride away. Part of me wishes you knew how I felt, but the other part wants to hide the truth from you. Your smile and touch are holding me together, but somehow also tearing me in two. Well, I've gotten really good at saying that I'm really doing fine. Only my horse and Jesus know that that really is a lie. I try to picture life without you, but that image causes too much pain. So I just pull my hat down tighter, fake a smile, and ride away. My heart is broken and crying. Many teary prayers have been sent up to the blue. I've pleaded with Jesus from the back of my sorrow pony, and I asked him to please leave me. I've gotten really good at saying that I'm really doing fine. Only my horse and Jesus know that that really is a lie. I try to picture life without you, but that causes too much pain. I just pull my hat down tighter, fake a smile, and ride away. Well, I keep thinking that the next day will be better, as I slowly fall asleep despite the tears.
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Are you sure?
No, we still got a little bit left here, and I worried all week when we decided we were going to do this show that I was going to offend someone.
Well, and me too.
And
me too.
We may have, but it's just the way it is.
Absolutely.
So we just as well talk about Toby Keith hats. Tim McGraw has.
Tim McGraw has.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm sure they hold a special place in their heart.
Well, absolutely. And they can make those look good.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't make those look good.
Not a chance.
Well, when you talk about all hat, no horse, you know, I'm going to dance around this one.
Oh, you're going to dance it?
I'm going to dance around it? I'm going to dance around this one a little bit. You and I have spent a lot of years announcing rodeos, right? I've been in the arena horseback with rodeo queens that can't get a calf out of the arena.
There's a problem.
All right, there's an issue there.
Yeah.
Okay, but I have been in the arena with some dang good hands that are rodeo queens.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I've always felt that that needs to be part of the queen contest.
Yeah, not all glitter.
Yeah, it's not the just the big hair and the shiny chaps and all that. In our rodeos, The queens helped push the calves
and
the rope and stock out of the arena.
Absolutely.
And if they couldn't, they're just taking up space.
Okay? Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right.
So hats off to those who are instituting that into these queen contests.
Be a horse person.
The horsemanship.
And know how to move a cow.
And know how to handle some livestock.
Amen.
Especially rodeo
livestock. Amen.
Now, in the big rodeos, it's the pickup men that
do
that.
Right.
All right. But in our little rodeos, the pickup men are busy.
Okay? Yes, they are.
They're doing other things.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yeah.
That, you know, this was kind of interesting. Yeah. If we offended you,
We're sorry you're offended.
We're sorry you're offended, but don't apologize for what we said.
That's right.
Hey, folks, you want to stay tuned for
next darn tootin'.
Yeah, that's right. Duke Edwards sent us this
one. That's right.
What hurts the most.
Ooh,
so stay tuned.
I will.
And, folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
Yeah, all hat.
You done stepped in.
No cow.